Wannsee Conference. On our circuit, we now continue to follow the street am Großen Wannsee along the lakeshore until we reach our next destination, the House of the Wannsee Conference. We are now standing in front of the house where, at the so-called Wannsee Conference on the 20th of January 1942, 15 high-ranking representatives of the SS, the NSDAP, and various Reich ministries decided to cooperate in the planned deportation and murder of European Jews. I always feel sick to my stomach when I stand in front of this building. On the day in question, Reinhard Heydrich, who was charged by the Nazi leadership with the final solution of the Jewish question, invited state secretaries from various ministries, as well as high party and SS functionaries, to a meeting followed by breakfast in the villa at Am Großen Wannsee 56-58 in Berlin. The topic of the conference was the coordination of the cooperation of all departments involved in the final solution. Up to that point, the National Socialist government had mainly used shootings for their murders. However, they found that these cost a lot of money and took a lot of time. Therefore, in autumn 1941, mobile gas lorries were increasingly used to kill a large mass of people quickly and systematically. Systematic killing by gas lorries had been tested in Germany before on people with disabilities. By January 1942, Einsatzgruppen, literally deployment troops, had shot over 500,000 Jewish people or gassed them to death in gas lorries in Poland and the Soviet Union. It's important to know that the procedure presented at the conference by Heydrich had already been implemented in the occupied territories as well as in concentration camps in the East. The meeting was intended to achieve Europe-wide coordination and agreement among the authorities involved in the mass extermination, as well as to plan in detail the technical implementation of the genocide. I will now read you a short extract from the minutes of the Wannsee Conference. In large work crews, the Jews capable of work will be led into these areas while constructing roads, whereby a large part will undoubtedly drop out through natural diminution. Any remaining population will have to be treated accordingly. End of quote. This bureaucratic Nazi jargon with regard to the mass extermination of people is truly frightening. The handling of this remaining population, which was part of the murder of what the Nazis themselves estimated to be 11 million Jewish people, was precisely coordinated and planned at the conference. The minutes state how the expulsion of the Jews from the so-called living space of the German people was to be achieved. The minutes further describe that about 537,000 Jews had been made to emigrate up to that point. Instead of this emigration, however, the aim was now to evacuate the Jews to the East. The minutes of the meeting, which you have already had a glimpse of, were taken by Adolf Eichmann, who was responsible for the overall organization of the deportations. The document proves the essential aims of the Wannsee Conference to inform and, above all, to gain the same understanding among the participants about the plan to murder the European Jewish population and to carry it out in a coordinated and systematic manner using all means available. In addition, the group of people affected by the genocide was precisely defined on the basis of the Nuremberg Laws and the delusional National Socialist racial ideology. The minutes also prove that all participants became aware of the genocide plan during this meeting at the latest. Today, you will find the Wannsee Conference Memorial and Educational Center in the building, which, in addition to its exhibitions, also offers a variety of educational opportunities to learn about the history of the persecution and murder of the Jewish population of Europe, the history of National Socialism, as well as its prehistory and aftermath. I can highly recommend the exhibition The Meeting at Wannsee and the Murder of European Jews. It offers you an overview of the history of persecution of the Jewish population, ranging from social and legal exclusion to the deportations and mass murder. The focus is always on the meeting at Wannsee and its consequences. Are you also interested in what happened to the participants of the Wannsee Conference after 1945? You can find biographies of the participants and societal debates about their deeds after 1945 in the exhibition. Another focus is on education about anti-Semitism and what it means to be Jewish in Europe. As a historian, I can give you a little insight into current research debates about the Wannsee Conference. One has to understand that, apart from the minutes, no other detailed documents of the conference have survived. That's why the development of the decision-making process of the Nazi leadership, the motives of the participants, and the concrete influence of the conference on the Holocaust have been the cause of discussions in historical scholarship for decades. One side emphasizes the dynamics of the persecution and extermination of the Jewish population and interprets the conference as a recorded snapshot of Hitler's long-planned and pursued goal of the Holocaust. Another position in historiography points to the competition within the National Socialist leadership for the favor of Adolf Hitler, who had advocated the most radical solution to the so-called Jewish question. It remains indisputable that those present and the bureaucracy they represented clearly and provably had, through their participation in the 90-minute conference at Wannsee, knowledge of the Holocaust and became accomplices in it. The extermination of those considered Jewish, according to the National Socialist definition, has been recorded in detail here. Dealing with National Socialism and the discrimination and exclusion of people is still very important today for democratic values today and in the future. If you like, you can now take a look at the exhibition or reflect on the significance of the Wannsee Conference on the benches available in front of the historic site.